is the same thing to a cattle. So if a person has an abscess on the bone, so I mean, so many times they perform an operation, sometimes the abscess bursts by itself, but it's a disease. It's a disease long. So the fact that there was a mandoma who was matrifect or who hesitated to be machshavet shows that beyond any question that the buoy represents a lakusa. What does lakusa mean? It's a damage. It's a damage law. But those are Rohim who held that it's not there, so they said that this kind of of damage in the lung is symptomatic of a nekev, or the past nekev, or the future nekev, whatever the pshat is. But, and we pass, no, true, it represents a certain stage of deterioration alone, but the deterioration is not so great that it becomes great. But it certainly represents a kilkul hakumim. It certainly represents a kilkul hakumim of the rei. So mainly it's called the rei, even though the Gemara passes that the single buoy is not matter. Now, and then, Sirchot Ruyo, so the Avishayim, who say that Sirchot Ruyo is also matter. We don't pass like that. Neither the Mechaber, nor the Ramo pass like that. But there is a Shidus Rashenim, and those Rashenim knew what they were talking. So Mimele, even though we pass in the Sirchot Ruyo is not matri, but it certainly is a lakusi. And the Achenim emphasize the term lakusi. In other words, when certain Achenim say that this is not also on the basis of Tatla Yisrael, so they'll say, that's not even a lakusi. What it means, not even a lakusi? Because this kind of a condition is not indicative of a damage law. It's not indicative of a damage law. Not only it's not damaged to the extent that it might make the behemoth fatal, but it's not even damaged. So there's no lakusi, so then you can apply the principle of Tatla Yisrael. But if there is a mandoma in the Gemara who says that it is traitor, or a rishi who says that it is traitor, so the male, then it's a raya that even according to those rishayim who say it's not traitor, but the lakusi is. Now, since there is a shidus rishayim that is sirchot ruyo, is traitor, so the male, we apply the principle of tatalis. Now, the Taz says that it's a kalchim of logic. If the Raiv says that Sirchot Ruya Yitzim Nabui Yisrael, alas kamo bichamo, if there is a Sirch that is removable by Mishmi Sheyodai, so, and that kind of Sirch, and there is a Bui also, so it's certainly great. Why? Because for the same, and based on the same principle of Tatel Reyese. So if Yisirchet Ruye were both the Mechaber and the Ramo Pasch, I mean most Rishayim Pasch, that it's Kshero. Just there is Chachmi Saloniki, so they answer the Yisircho, a Yisirchot Ruyo. But most Rishayim say that it's Kshero, it's not Reyvo. So it's considered lakusa, lachaskamu bechamo yisirchet, that is removable by the mishpishe yodayim, or the mechaber, and all the svardim paskin, that it's trayv. So true, that there are more paskins than the kshero, but the lakusa certainly is the tassis. So that is the principle. Now, those who say, who are chilek and holding, but they are not chilek and the raibet, the shekesari, the guru, I mean, Chaim Aloshiner, I mean, the Orach HaShulchan, who are chilek on the whole principle of Tatel Reyese in Treifes, but they agree with the Sharisarian, I mean, with the Reibitz Din. So they say the Reibitz Din is not even based upon the principle of Tatel Reyese. It's not even based upon the principle of Tatel Reyese. Why? So how can it be explained? So they say the Reibensdin, they have no problem at all. I mean, there is little more of a problem with the Ramos Agoy, but with the Reibensdin, they have no problem at all. So they say, because why is Sirche Tluyo? Why is Sirche Tluyo? Why do we pass the Sirche Tluyo? Chachm Salamike held the Sirche Tluyo is also great. But we pass, no. Why? Why isn't it Reipe? It's a Sirche like any other Sirche. So the answer is, since it doesn't adhere to a, you know, if there is no addition between one woman and another, so Mimele, it's considered like clear bowel. Now every lung has a lot of fluid that cleaves onto the lung. So no one will say that every behemoth is treifer because there is fluid that cleaves onto the lung. And outside, I mean, when you look at every lung, you will see fluid cleaving onto the lung. Because that's the derech of a behemoth in the lifetime, to be shaved a lot of liquid. So remember, they say Sirche Tluyo is like Shriya Biala. It's like Shriya Biala. So the only reason as to why by Sirche Tluyo, so it's Mutea, is because we are tailored in Riyam, in fluid that cleaves onto the lung. So, but if the Sirche Tluyo emanates from an abscess, so then we cannot attribute it to Riyam. Because if it had been, in other words, when we say that Sri Baalma, we say this addition was formed through the solidification of the fluid that cleaves onto, that has been cleaving, that has been adhering to no. But if it comes out from a bue, so it's a raya, that it's not a result of a solidification of the fluid. So it has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with tatalas. Nah. So this is what they say about the Mechaber. But all those there in Israel who are chilek on the principle of Tartar races, or they are chilek on the Bach, and the Taz, and the Shad, and the Dogum of Vobo, the Birahetel, the Primigodim, but they are not chilek on the Ramon. They're not chilek on the Ramon. I mean, Rav Chaim Volozhiner never passed contrary to the Ramon. Certain questions, yes, I mean, but in Treifes, he never passed in counter to the Ramo. And here the Ramo appears to extend the principle of the Raivet of Sirche Tluyo Nitzim Nabuya. He doesn't limit it to that specific situation of Sirche Tluyo Nitzim Nabuya. He says, the Oad Din Bueo in Medes to walk in Shore Eyesi, half of Pini Kosha Bilabache, King in Kapshushis, who will be walking in Mashma Scale, who is Shabuya Bi Atzmo, Mashma Scale. So, he's straight. So how do they explain it that way? How do they explain it that way? Now, when the Rambam says the Ho'adi, who imedes b'mokim shoreis. Avon to the kosher belavon, kim vakachushi, so he's walking the mashmaskeyo, or shabuye beatz mashmaskeyo. Now, so he mentions, what specific examples does he mention? He mentions the ibuye that is in medes al kachushis. So we learned in the previous scene that if there is a kachushis, if there is a that. So that's one example where this halacha of the Raivet applies. chicken, but katsushis, if you have ribuye on top of the katsushis. So katsushis by itself is not very good. Ribuye by itself is ribuye by itself not very good either. But to come together, so it's right. So those achelim who explain from this problem, they say, so they have no problem explaining this, because this is just one example of two races. Of two races. Oy bimokin di mashmaskeyo. Di mashmaskeyo. Oy shabue ba'atzmo. Mashmaskeyo. So is faith. So is faith. So for those who are here, can be not out of this. How do we explain these cases of the Ramo? And then, even though the Ramo here mentions just that a buye bimokin ba'atzmo, or if we be walking Mashmeres Kelly, there is a third example that Ramo mentions in the Agoyan Sittimu. He says, Ubuye di Shippure Reyes. They limit it only to these specific cases, because ibuye represents a substantial damage in the moment. It represents a substantial damage in the moment. So, but why is it cheo? Because it is not so damaged. It is not so damaged that it should be a trade. Mashenikin, if we see over in the ball, together side by side with the bue, we see other conditions. So then it's a raye that the long is more damaged, and that possibly there is a nekev too. But it's not. It doesn't declare a general principle of tatlonis. Only these reyeses, because a bue is indicative of a substantial damage. But a bue by itself, even though it's indicative of a substantial damage, does not indicate that there is an accident. Mashenkin, together with the abscess, we find other things, so then it's symptomatic of such an infection in the lung that in all likelihood there is an accident. Nekev or it's destined to develop a nekev, but it doesn't declare a general principle. All right. Yes. What do you say? Because what's the longest of the achrenim of Tatar? It's also the same thing. In other words, that every race by itself involves the Chol HaPoch as a remote possibility. But we don't have the relationship. Why? Because Nishchato, so the Cheskes had happened, so we rely on Chazokim. But even a single race, involves a certain suffering. But we rely on Chazokim. Mashenkin, if we have two races, so that's like a reglaim we don't have. So maybe we cannot rely on Cheskes. That's the longest of Tatar Reyes in general, you see. But those who achilei come the longest of Tatar Reyes in general. But there are certain situations, so it's not. So in other words, they said that the damage of Buim represents a very substantial damage. But this by itself, without any other complication, without any other problem, so Buim does not indicate the negative. Basheikim, if the damage of Buim is coupled with some other complication, then it's symptomatic of it. That's right, yeah. Alright. In the age of the other boys, Smuch as Lazu, Now, the Mechaba Paschal, in the Yiddish they have a boy, smoker, do a zua, so up, and raise my zak, just like the Rosh in the Tur, not like the Rashbam in the Rivon. So that's why the Gor, in North Nation, I feel a very good Rashbam in the Rivon, because we have to raise smoker. Alright. So he said, Wie nachher wir die Steine sind, Leo, die sind morach, lachen sich schon. Wie war Steine sind? Wir haben eine Mille, die sie jetzt den Mugle und Mai. Even though my zak, clean water, so even though the Asmuchas will do, if he doesn't have any fluid, if he doesn't have any pots or any fluid, even though you have two growths that are contiguous, two tumors that are contiguous and long, so he avokat is pichadolik shem. Then the Ramo says, Vadi Musa Shibrei. Now Musa means, the Ramo himself defines it. The Heinische Kumo Reye Mechase Nisso. In other words, there are two kinds of abscesses. Sometimes you find an abscess that is, the abscess is elevated on top of the membrane of the lung. And sometimes you have an abscess, but then the membrane of the lung covers the abscess as well. That's called mood. So he says, when we say the two are too contiguous, avabues, so amatul de behemeh, only if the abscess is on top of the membrane alone. But if there is an abscess, inside there is an abscess, and it does not, and the membrane covers the abscess as well, that's called Mose. Even though they are contiguous, then it's not. So when is it called Smiche? There is no real space between the two abscesses. In other words, there is not enough. There is there is not even kishnei chutisa la'achashnofore, but if there is kishnei chutisa intervening between one absence and the other, then it's not considered contiguous, then it's not considered smicha. V'hu she'yeh b'ma she'mafriz b'nei emar erei. Ma'arei. Yeish machshiri, afilu trei bu'e, v'smicha, im ha'mayim she'behem zakim, tzlumim u'mesukim. So there is a shite, Rashbam, or that's the Rashbam, and the Rivosh, the Mordechai, and it's also the Rivom. Afilu trei bu'e v'smicha, im ha'mayim she'behem zakim, tzlumim. But so the Mechaber does not pass like that Chite, does not mention that Chite. But Ramo does mention that Chite. And he says, V'yeshlem leiler b'zeh achar aminek, oin v'yin ha-hefzeh v'shasatchak. So the Ramo passed that the Mokim hefzeh v'shasatchak. So even without any special minek, we can rely on the Chite of the Rajbam and the Rivo and the Rivosh and the Mordechai that if the two contiguous abscesses have clear water, so it's moved. Alright. Ubuye bishipulereye, ubimayim zakim, dinom kmoi bismich. If you have an abscess at the bottom of the lung, and that abscess has mayim zakim, dinom kmoi bismich. So the shach in Sifri Zayin says, דינם כסמיכה פירות ומוקים שני גמיסה ומיים זקים כסמיכה או עדים בשיפולי וכן ומוקים שני גמטר אבו אלי ינחות מקי פרוי דומה וריקול עלם בשיפולי סגי וחוץ הערך בואי בייס בואי זה כנגד זה בין בייס אונס כשהו Suppose you have that two abscesses that face each other between two lobes of lungs, so it's kshel. Avol bue, because that's not considered to be chladon. Avol bue negatimre, kahai gavne treifo, the atimre koshe, umnakves abue shechenegdo. So in other words, but suppose you have one facing the other, on one side of the lung, you have an abscess, and the other side of the lung, just opposite the abscess, you have a growth, a tumor. So then it's trefo. Why? Because since you have a tumor, and the tumor can spread. In other words, you see the Ramo knew of this possibility that the tumor can spread. Now, once the tumor, so. A cancerous growth on the lung is not matter. That we had in the Gemara. That no matter how large a tumor is, it does not, it's not matter the vein. It's not matter the vein. So it is not matter the vein. Now, but if you have an abscess and the tumor facing each other, so in view of the fact that the tumor can spread, so melon when it does spread, so then it will break the abscess and it will perforate the lung. Once that tumor will spread to the abscess, so it will open up the abscess and it will perforate the whole lung. So the melee it will become the kubo. So it's a kido inoki, so the melee. The long is a kido inoki, so the melee is trained. Buye vitimre tmuchim ze itzel ze kosha. I mean, that's it's a little strange. In other words, if you have the abscess and the growth facing each other, so then even though they're not so close to one another, so there is three, but if they are near each other, but they don't face each other, then so, I mean, I could say, but they will say, so just as it can spread when one is opposite the other, so it can spread when one is against the other. So the Rambam says, no, why I don't believe it?
aber Buja ist eben nicht so.
Oh, I think I will meet them. Buja aus Krieg zu kämpfen. Freiburg. Da habe ich nicht mehr Buja mit mir. Now. Buja aus Krieg, so... Ich bin treffen. Buja aus Krieg, die Mune erlehnen und so die Mune. Die Mocke in Krieg. In other words, that means that if there is a Buja, in the Shippule, if there is a Buja, and the upper lobe of the right lung at the fall, which means the curved portion of the upper lobe of the right lung, so then it's considered like Frey Buja Dismichadon. Right. Aber Buja schlimmt es auch, auch in der Aber Buja schlimmt zum Schipule ja weh. Nee, ich weiß ja, ich mein, was er kommt, schon mag ich mich auch sagen. Wie darf ich Buja? Aber Timre kostet am Schipule weh. In other words, only if you have an abscess. Aber in der Sonne says that if you have an abscess at the bottom of the lung, so then it's rain. So that took shot. Why it's rain? But, now, so the shock, the sifro power, we should put a thing there, we share the shots. I can give a lot of data. We don't go up this thing in the time we actually talk. I mean, this is itself considered a strange village. They should go, but they still accept the short word in the Kabbalah. We got time, which goes to the Patrum, who smart, like a spot, which are posting, which is the Merzi, a guitar, the wind, the smith, the Yeshloch, the Marasai, Valkoch, the Shiru, Timre, the Shiru. So, according to one shot, it's based upon Marasai. It's only the Rabban. It's only the Rabban. Now, Marasayin only if there is an abscess at the bottom of the lung. But if there is a growth at the bottom of the lung, so then it doesn't look like a yes. It doesn't look like a yes. Mashenke. And then according to other pshat too. So if there is an abscess, so then there is more opening. But if there is just a dry growth, there is no such opening. Alright. Bidavke buya, avultim rekosha bishpulere. Bishpulere, what does it mean, the bottom of the lung? Hanetakhtis uumo yuuno. Avuloy achatuchim shemenun uuno. What is called shpulere yore? Either the takhtis uumo yuuno. But not the incision that is between one une and another one. So in other words, if the end of the bottom, the lower bone, that's called Shippulere, not only at the bottom of the woman, but even the bottom of the lowermost tunic, but the incision, the cut surfaces between one woman and the other, let's say between the uppermost una amis patellus and the woman joints, where you have the over
over here. So the helicopter service of human soul is in the helicopter service here. So if you have an arapure over here, so then it's not faith. It's not faith. ויש אמרים בכל מקום שיש שם חילות מקרא ויש אמרים בכל מקום שיש שם חילות מקרא שפול הרי ולא כן יש להטריב אפילו למעלה במקום שהרי ידווקו בשטר אם הוא נגד חיתוך הרייניס שעדיין הרי יש שם חדו ומקרא שפול הרי אבל נגד הוא מסקושה להרי שם שפול הרי לשום הרי הריחוב so then there is a shite that wherever In other words, wherever there is a chidut, let's say, binul reune, so there is a chidut. There is a chidut. There is a sharp edge, the cut surface. So that's also called shipulinu. Also called shipulinu. Avol neged hume is kosher, lahavishom shipulinu. Now suppose you would have an abscess, not here. Here is shipulinu. The ray. But suppose you have it over here, the abscess, so then there is no cut surface, so that's not called shipulidum. In other words, from the point of view of marasayin, we can very well understand it, because marasayin means it looks like an additional lobe. So if the abscess is attached to a cut surface, then it looks like an additional lobe, because after all, the two lobes, you know, they touch each other at their respective cut surfaces, at the respective incisions. But if you have the abscess over here, not at the hood, not at the sharp edge, so it doesn't look like an additional lobe. And then, also from the point of view of rubbing, so when is the more rubbing if the abscess is in contact with something that at the sharp edge, is in contact with the sharp edge. Alright. V'yesh l'il abuzei achar aminik, v'imein chut boso makiv, nevchini, so m'sham shem tzadkwe, im al dikach chut boso makiv, In other words, that's a general rule. In Re'eh, so we only consider it after we inflate lung, because the Chayyadeimo, that's the usual state of the lung. So in other words, suppose, before we blow up the lung, so there is no Chucho Boso in certain way. But after we blow up the lung, so then there is a Chucho Boso that observes the excess, so That applies only in Gabe Hekev Bosal. So then it doesn't depend upon the ordinary blowing up of the lung. Sometimes certain shofti, they don't have so much vigor, they don't have so much keach. So when they blow up the lung, it doesn't become inflated at its maximum. But if Sheikha the Vedic has more vigor, so when he blows up the lung, so then the lung is blown up at its maximum. So if there is a line of bosom encircling the abscess, after it is blown up by Sheikhet, who uses more force, even though there is no line of bosso, when it's blown up by Sheikhet, who doesn't use so much force, so it's still Sheikhet. I mean, this is true only in regard to this specific deal. It's not true of removing the Sirchet, of the Mishmi Sheyadayim. So if, let's say, if a certain Sirchet is not removable by the mishmush of the every shechet, who doesn't, you know, certain shochtim might have a stronger grip. So in other words, so when is it muter according to the Rambam, if it is removable by mild touching. And because of that, if the sheikhet happens to have a very strong grip, you know, there are certain people, when they shake hands with you, I mean, it hurts. I mean, that's their natural grip. So the melee, so that is mentioned, that if the sheikhet, happens to have an unusually strong grip, so he should not try to remove any sirchus, because his ordinary mishmush would mean exert pulling by some other sirchus. You see, so that's regarding the removing of sirchus. So there it means, according to Ramo, that it's really only, so only that kind of an addition that is removed by the average mishmush of an average effort. But if it is not removable by the average mishmush, but it's removable by the mishmush of a sheikhet who has an excessive grip, so then, even according to Ramo, it might be considered a sophic grip. But Mashenkin Ligabe Chutbosomaki, so since it is according to most Rishayim, it's based upon Marasayim. So Mimele, as long as through the blowing of the lung by Sheikhet who has a lot of keyach, even though the average Sheikhet doesn't have so much force to blow up the lung at its maximum. But since a strong sheikhet, a strong baby, so it can blow it up so much that then there will be a chutbos amaki, so maybe there is no marasai. And we have to explain that thing according to other Pshatu. In other words, because when the Hitler is alive, through the natural expansion of the lung, it blows up to the maximum. Mashiach came when Behema is dead, and we have to blow it up artificially. The blowing up by the average sheikhet is not the criteria. Why? Buye bereir vin keres beiverach avol gavlo shpicha adodek she. In other words, suppose you have a buye in the reir, and that buye you have on the other side too. Now, the halacha is a single buye is not hard to debate. Even two buyes or three buyes or ten buyes, I mean, if they are not contiguous, if they are not spichel ador, they are not hard to debate. But if they are spichel ador, then they are hard to debate. Now, one could argue, and there is such a shita, but we don't pass like that, that when you have a bue, an abscess, on each side of the lung, it's difficult to demonstrate because you don't have here a lung that is three-dimensional. Here you have an island, so it's two-dimensional. But suppose you have a bue here, and then on the other side, mamish kineget, you also have a bue. So there is such a shita that since you have a buye on both sides opposite each other, so it's considered like three buye tzichatode. Even though, I mean, they're not mamish some of each other, there is more than two chutisa between them. But so there is such a shita that in view of the fact that they are opposite each other, so it's considered smichadon. But we don't pass like that. Most Rishonim reject that shit. And they say that since there is considerable distance between them, I mean, much more than two saris apart. So mainly it's not considered. It's not considered smiklato. So this is what the Mordechai says, and Mordechai says, King Osir Ma'aser Abu Shmuel. Alright. So Buri Bereir, in Keren Bivarachet, Abba Gabo Roshikhadode, Roim Boye Ishikhadode, so then even when the Amam is contiguous, so they are considered as one. So then there is no problem because Monipshah is shared. But even if it's Roshikhadode, so then it's considered like two. Like two, and we could, so there is a shite that seems one is opposite the other, so mele is considered like two contiguous words, the smichladode, so we don't pass like that, it's shame, or it's not considered contiguous. We would like kaime, we mock him simpanes, aber we kaime mock him simpanes, the haine bin de poes, na shipule, bitako, bitawe, bitazo, no agra. Now, the Oshulchan explained it very well. He says, the Shittas Rambam means that we require in every case we require Bikas HaSimpeis. Now the Gemara doesn't mention now the two mentioned it. Oh. Because of it, the Rambam, Uchshebeitzi Aleicho Ubeit Geiso, Torek Livdikasim, Shetachteo, Imin Tolokov Reik, Vadimi Omer Roza Omati Rafi Bachur and Tzkuchim, Vigamu Hintke Bikasim. What is the Moshe for the Rambam? That if you find a single entrance and long, you have to be baby with the monkey eye. You have to be baby with the monkey eye. So the monkey means Reishen Yuma. If it came in liquid life, so then it's Sheo. It's Sheo. So the more says, but we have to be baby with the simbabies. So the Rambam says, no, we don't. So the Rambam says the same thing applies to the Avabur. The other Reishen Yuma is Reishen Machin, can the Rambam. And they say, no, there is a difference between the case of a rayah that became liquid-like, a rayah that became liquid-like, and a rabbi. Because if a rayah became liquid-like, I mean, why is the Rosh Chalik Aram? After all, it's not like that. Because we see from the Gemara, that Abakuya and Nefesh Sandalong is a more serious condition than the case where the long became liquid like. Because there are certain Amoroyim who held that if there is a single Abakuya and Nefesh Sandalong, so it is great. And yeah, so even the Amoroyim, so the same Amoroyim, who conceded that Reye, that became liquid like, is Sheo, but they held that if there is an absence and long, it's not Sheo. But we passed that even if there is a single absence, an absence and long, it's also Sheo. But we see that the case of Navaguye is more serious, is more humble than the case of a Reishin Mukom. Operation Lukon became Ishtapich Kmoimai. Ishtapich Kmoimai. So if in the case of creation Ishtapich Kmoimai, so the Gemara says, who require Bikas HaSimpeis, so in the case, well, Rav Abuye should certainly require Bikas HaSimpeis. That's the reasoning of the Rambam. Why is the Rosh Chalik? If the Rosh and Rosh Chalik, they say, who, that Rav Abuye might be more humble than a religion is not in mind. But the reason as to why over there that we require this as a basis, because if it became liquid-like, so it's also indicative of a certain
deterioration along. I mean, a normal lung would not become liquid-like. I mean, so that means that the lung is damaged. But we say, even though it's damaged, it's not so damaged that it should be entrained. But it represents a damage in the lung. And since the whole lung became liquid-like, the whole lung became liquid-like, so mele, it establishes esophic, maybe the sympanis were also damaged. That's why we have to be medic. Masha'imkein habapuye, true, there are certain amroim who considered that when reishem is tapcho is ksheiro, and habapuye is treifo. But, the habapuye is not coextensive with the whole lung. When the whole lung becomes liquid-like, so this is a condition that affects the whole lung. It's coextensive with the whole lung, not with a certain spot of lung. Masha'ikin avabuye, so it's true that avabuye, an abscess, might be a greater damage, might represent a greater damage than nishtapcho. But nishtapcho is a condition that is coextensive with the whole lung, not just of a particular spot in the lung. Masha'ikina babuye, so it represents a damage of that particular portion where you have the babuye, not of the whole lung. So memele, it doesn't establish a suffix that maybe the symphonies will. So Rebbe Oldenis came in with the question. Oh, now we see from the Mechaber, and that we see from the Gemara, that the Rosh Nichla is makes it more likely to be Asur than the case of Shavchla Dode. I mean, because in the case of Trei Buhe Nisbichla Dode, if it is Shavchla Dode, it's Sheho, Loi Shavchla Dode, it's Reifo. So Memele, so that means that Shavchla Dode is not a chisom, it's a mile. Shavchla Dode is a mile. And Loi Shavchla Dode is a chisom. That's how it appears from the Mechaber, and it appears from the Gemara. So what the Mechaber says, Avodat Loi Shavchla Dode, Ksheiro, in other words, needless to mention, if it is Shavchla Dode, it's certainly Ksheiro. It doesn't even have to be discussed. But if Loi Shavchla Dode, so there is a Shittes Rishon, there is one Rishon who says that it's Raifo, so that's a chisom. So even in that case that has the chisom or the reyesek of Loi Shavchla Dode, it's a chisom, it's also. So Loi Shavchla Dode is what? It's a chisom. And Shavchla Dode is a mailer. So how can Rabbo say vidavke that if the puye bereye v'nikeres v'ivarache and it's kaimed, it keeps in painless, it's in the area of the bronchi, so then it's trained only with Shavchla Dode. But if it's Loi Shavchla Dode, it's kosher. So that means from this Ramo it's mashma that Loi Shavchla Dode is a maile and Shavchla Dode is a chisom, because where the puye bereye v'nikeres v'ivarache, happens to be around the Sipene, so then it's only trained if it's Shavchla Dode. But it's Loi Shavchla Dode, it's not trained. So that means from this Ramo it appears that Loi Shavchla Dode is a Mairo. Shavchla Dode is a Chisom. But from the Mechaber it appears just that way around. And I mean, the Mechaber we understand. But so there is a stira between what the Mechaber says and what the Ramo says. But though Hashulchan explains it very well, there is no spirit. You see, in the Mechaber's case, where the Puye Bereye V'Nikeres V'Yivarache is not near the in the area of the Sipenes, so then Loi Shavchla Dode is a Chisom, and Shavchla Dode is a Maile, because Shavchla Dode, so then it's one way. Masha'im Kei, the Rabbo, has reference to the case where the Puye Bereye V'Nikeres V'Yivarache is in the area of the Sipenes, of the Bronchi, so Mele, So now the Rambam shitting is that a single buoy by itself requires because as why? Because we see that the Gemara requires because as in is the case of tension is up. And the all the other machine machelik. So we say in the case of creation shtapo we require participants because that condition of creation shtapo is coextensive with all law. Mashiach in the case of a single bue, so it's limited to a certain spot in the law. It's not coextensive with the whole law. So maybe we don't have the bechesh. Maybe the simpena is not damaged. But in this case, where the reye is on both sides. So that means that this damage that affected one side of the reye spread and it affected or infected the other side of the reye too. So we see that this condition of the buoy, in other words, this buoy, the absence, originated in a certain damage, infection, or whatever. So, since you have the same buoy, the same absence on this side of the long, and opposite, on the opposite side of the long, so one of the jobs, that there is one cause for both absences. Otherwise, you wouldn't have, you see, the same absence facing each other on both sides of the lung. So maybe that means that this condition, whatever the condition is, whether it's infection or whatever it is, so spread from one side of the lung to the other side of the lung. So maybe there is a very good solution. See if we see that this infection or whatever it is, spread from one side of the lung to the other side of the lung, so we have to be change, maybe it affected the symptoms too. And they have to be in the area of the symptoms. So that's why only if it is Shastra Adon, but it's only Shastra Adon. So if one empty to the other, so then we say there is one cause for both, because the part of one empties into the other. But if we have one excess here and one excess on the other side of one, and we don't tend to one to another, the pot of one don't tend to another, then we assume the two entities have two different causes. It's not the same cause. But if they are sharp class of it, then it's a riot that they originate the same cause. And if they originate the same cause, it means one entity started on one side of the wrong, and then it spread to the other side. If it's Shastra Adon, so then it's a riot that they both originated in the same cause, that it's one excess started and then spread to the other side. Then how do we know it? Because it's Shastra Adon. But if it's going Shastra Adon, then we don't have to say that it spread. They originated in different causes. Our Shastra Adon, קושי, אפילו באחור למשוך, בוי יש עם תחת עבוד, במוק עם הדק, ויש שם סימפי חיית, עם קרס מעיב הרעיב, so he said the next day, beneath the road like road, on the thin edge, and then there is the two, so he said, and in קרס, מעיב הרעיב, so in other words, it's it has the same thing like an abscess on both sides of the lung. So what's our head, if it is in the area of the brain, it's afraid. So if you have two growths
both sides of the lungs opposite each other and near the tympani, so he prays. If it's not near the tympani, it's not clear. Finally, come and see the lady, don't be crazy to others. Avavuye she nitsa b'nek. Heichad oloi mashmesh yore de tapre. Reid yedei ha'yikach nechaim ula ha'amitze prayer. In other words, only if we know, established, that this kind of a thing is happening as a result of the handling by the butcher, and that the butcher does handle it at this particular spot. So then we can explain. Otherwise, Puyo and Sirche Shemimso, the Kone Halei, with the whole walking chutz Meoreye, is Shekel. In other words, the whole idea of Sirche is limited to long. It doesn't apply to any other, or, in other words, certain things, but they like pot, so it gives me, so it's matzah. But in the long, it's not matzah. But Sirche applies only to a long. I mean, but the Sirche addiction and any other organ, let's say, suppose your addiction is stomach in the in the river, so it's not possible anymore. Now, Shinomar. Horeya Nishalas Shinomar. Kate, who is a Shreyo to Yon, or you reiko to Mari Achelmin Shalvay? Shinomar, part of the red, but in Matilde, that's called the Lakus. Shinomar is called the Lakus. So Reye Nisra Vishinomar, voice of Shreyot Yeh, if it is black like you, or you reiko ki Mare Achelmin shall face, or if it is yellow, like, now the term Yorech, in the Gemara, in the Shemin, in the Shochno, can mean yellow and can mean green, So, or you reiko, if it's yellow ki Mare Achelmin shall face, or like the old one, or ki Mare Akosh, like saffron, we can marry a carcass like hops, we can marry a beacon, or if there's a marrow. So I mean that's not a yellow mark. So we can marry a beacon, wood, we can marry a bosso. What does it mean? Marry a bosso means like muscle. If there's a marrow, or muscle. So pray. I do the coach. Behold you are mare, in other words, sometimes you have certain mare, it is very heavy, that mare. And sometimes it's not so, it's not a heavy yellow. I mean, it's a mild yellow, but it's still yellow. So it doesn't make any difference. Behold you are mare, a suing elo acham is different, because the criterion of determining mare is how it is, how it looks, what kind of mare it has, when it is grown up in fact. Because the behemoth's lifetime is usually expended alone. The behemoth is usually expended to its fact. Then we stand, Avoy, the Vicha, the Zerah, the Mare, are Reyekshev. In other words, when we say Mare Taposo, this is Mare Tareye, also Mare Taposo. Well, but when we say Mare Taposo, it means the Mare of Muscle. The difference between the Mare of Reye and the Mare of Muscle. We may not say what it is. So, if it is not black like him, Elokim Mare HaKoyu, that's really blue. Coil is a certain kind of makeup that women use for their eyebrows, but it's blue. Oil, your own cooking house, like leaves, the screen, oil show the mare hakobei, oil adumo, a few tachri so eide mishe, a few Kikulo kach. Hoy לא ראיתם מחוס מקו שיש לו ביטלתם כנגד איסטרי כבר במחול שם ויש בו הרבה כל מיני אמר את הקשר שלו נספורוס he does not have the single mare that is mati
anyways oh, which mare is a mati? Black or yellow suppose it is has red and it has green it has blue that's not the mare mati
but it has different mares so you could say that also is reflective of the certain damage from but how is it that it has a variety of mares, so while it might be reflected of a certain kind of damage, but that is not a sufficient lacuna to make the behemoth ready for the saying that it's indicative of the naked that already occurred, or the naked, or that is destined to occur. והמובילון כיבש נפל הרבי בון מסקאות שלו, בסילונות. יש פה גיול וגיול. פיירו שליט יש פה נפק, ויש להם אוקיון. סמטן, יופן כנדל, המלון, סקייל. So it's also, I mean, it's not a normal situation, but it's not a threat. I think that this condition is what is called an eczema. I mean, it's a little scary. Wenn ihr gewinnt dabei, hat ein Kostüm, doch hat ihr euch von jüngeren Mager erfordert, als Gott, euch für die Gerichte, also wie nur Blatt, und ihr wollt den Arzt mal sehen, wie sehr aus, dass ihr aus, wenn ich nicht die Mager kommen, wenn ich doch nicht die Mager kaufen, dass wenn ich die Mager Stiefel hab, drin, wenn ich die Mager hab, hab ich es, muss, die wenn noch die Stiefel verstehen, die nicht die Stiefel hier gibt,
Before that, I mean that we covered the money.
Aber it was paper, you know, it was covering. It didn't have a lot of space. I just remember, I mean, if we cover inside the whole Sina Lamed or Sina Lamed, not, we didn't. No Simoni in the Lamed. So, didn't we cover Sina Lamed Dalet? When we learned the Gemara in the paper, we didn't cover Sina Lamed Dalet? No, all right, so let's go. All right, anyway, so tomorrow we'll go over Sinamaket, and then on Sunday we'll start Sinamaket, all right, maybe we'll just run over Sinamaket. Chofet Lamed, on Sunday, Chofet Lamed, and Lamed Aleph, and Lamed Aleph. Just step for something, but for the mile of your cinema.
Over and sure and someone else, the whole cinema is dead because it's a very important thing, and I mean, every word is just completed. But we'll go over, I think we'll go over the tour up to that new head on the base. And then in the harbor up to keep your head. But now first of all, whole transition on the Hakoni is him or they in Solomon the Cafe. The Heska, the Hate of Hayo, the Shay. שהרי בעל החיים בריאים, קשרים, אלו שהצריכו ריתי קוראי איזושהי אופנית, לפי שעציר חי פריצוי את זה. זאת אומרת, זאת אומרת, זאת אומרת, זאת אומרת, זאת אומרת, אין לי מוזרת לא עוד, אני קצת חרי. וואי, הרי זה בכל, חרי זה כמו מוצרים לרי, זה מיד על מוזרת לא עוד. Now, there is a machlokes of Rishonim about that chiyuv tikkun. Of course, all the Rishonim agree that in the Raita there is no chiyuv in the Beis Din the Raita. Because we rely on all the heinous chairs and not the heinous. But in the Rabbanon, so the more care for that, the Rabbanon is more invested at Kofay. He sees in Katzim Raglayim in Katzvay, at Kofay in Beis, that the halacha of all to be told to hire the Jew, to be patient, and to wait 3 years until he's able to enjoy the fruit of the newly planted tree, so that cut off the feet of the butchers who are in haste to enjoy the behavior of the cattle and the flock, and they don't give him weight to be baited today, in other words, we can. So we see that it's not there to eat the bottom of the hill without being baited today. So most Christians say, Rashi Chum, that is very, we learned it. So say that we don't have to be baited anywhere except the Rey, because Tirchet in the Suyid the Rey. And I mean, the Rajbo says that, I mean, many Rishayim say that. The Rambam, from the Rambam, she says, Mashma, that there is no Chiyu, Mitzaradi, to be made in the Rey. That is the Rambam.
Rambam says in the Zalat Mureshri, Halacha Gimel, Kobeim Chayolim Bechetkas Vrime, Vinchei Shilem Shemoy Yishmen Vrei, Vifichor Kishim Yishchatu Yishchi, Dokshay Roy Yishchichim Zike. He doesn't say, Ilim Tzitchim Zike, Milvad Arei, Ilim Tzitchim Zike, Shemoy Yishmen Achaz Vrei, Erla Arei Yim Bechetkas Eter, Ashim Holid Lem, Dobor Shechei Shichor, Vahakim Vrei Tzim, Al Tzitzi Dobor Bilvad. So, my sister on the knee, that there is no chiyuv of zikah whatsoever, nothing without the rest, nothing without the rest. So, now, what do we do with the Morim Beite? The Morim Beite says, Mithias, the Katiya, Ragnar, the Katvayas. So the Rambam will apply it to a case where there is a reyes in the reyes. And then, so we have to make a special thing, because the more I mentioned, let's say, if we find that there is a sound emanating from the rain, so you put it in water, or I mean, put the feather, I mean, so then of course we are mechuyim. In other words, the more it doesn't have reference to every rain, to every case. All right, then what the Rambam says, this is the, in Perikid Alpha Lachayim, then he says, in Alochadayim, the Afal Pisha, Eloin, Adgorim, Adirim, Yizimri, Chachmi, Admore, Habinig, Aposhet, Yisroel, Kach, Kishe, Sheikhti, Et Abeimo, Et Achayo, Kirin, Et Atar, Kishon, Kovet, Ubeitin, Et Oreya, Bincet. Even though that is Yizimri, Admore, we don't have to debate it, but the Minig is that whenever Yishechti, Beheime, or Echayo, so you have to tear open the diaphragm, and then you have to be baited the rain. Alright. So in other words, in the Rambam Shitti, but most Rishayim hold that there is a chiyuv in the Rabbonon. There is a chiyuv in the Rabbonon to be baited. The Atam Achayim will say that there is a chiyuv in the Raita, but it has no basis. There is certainly no chiyuv in the Raita to be baited the rain. But there is a machleke as whether there is a chiyuv in the Rabbonon or only mitzadim. Now, what kind of zikah has to take place? So there are really three kinds of zikah. There is what we call zikah tzmini, and there is what we call zikah chut, and then there is the zikah of blowing up the dome. So Zikas means, everybody is made that they were clear to it. Zikas means that right after the Shechita, so you open up and you are mimashmish the long, and you take a look while the long is still inside. Zikas chut means that you take it out. You take out the long and you look at it. But then there is another zikah. There is another zikah. That's the zikah of blowing it up. Now, most Rishayim say that there is no chiyuv to blow up the long unless there is a reis. But if there is no reis, so there is no chiyuv to blow up. So I can't say that. Most Rishayim say that even Zikas chut is not required, just Zikas tzmini. But there are some who say that even Zikas chut is required. And the reason she says that even that in every case, without any reason, so you have to blow up the long. But I don't think I mean that the short of today blow up every long. All right. Now, כל עצי בטוב, כל עצי בשמונו חכמת ובאים עובד, אין צורך ליזיק אחריהם, יחד כזבהם החייר ואין הכשרם, שריף על החיים בריאים וכשרם, אלו שהצריכו ליזיק הרי הישר פנינו, ובשעציר חס מיצוי אסבו. So the first sheet that the Torah mentioned is that there is only a חיוב מן הרבות, ונדרי אם it's available for us. כי שהיא לפנינו, but suppose it got lost. It got lost. He took out the Raya and then it was stolen. So he can still eat the Raya. But the Rishayim, that in view of the fact that Tzirches is the Tzuri is the Reye, so the Mele is in the Eved, and even if the Reye got lost, we cannot eat of the behemoth. Even if it's Zike in the Reye, it was not made. Ubala Tzume Kota, that you name it for them, Yesh Lo, Kibusha Tzirches is the Tzuri. The Mitzir Kishelo is for them, Elo Bidoyim Utloyim, Shein Atzirches Motu Vezoka. In other words, in lands, so the Tzirches are not so much as in Gapi. The Kach, Neyagin, the Cholam Shemesh, Lite Korei, the Yeshbo Tzirche, Pirush, Retation, Pirush Chut, Shal Riyo, Sheyesh Yimeno, the Yitzchach, Al Mokemacher, Freyze, Afilu, Meirein, Bonek, the Vadayit, in other words, that's the Pshat of Rashi, זה זה פשעת הברש, לבד אני, אלו שניסטה. אני נקום את זה, זה סימפטומטי או בינקר, זה פסגסטים של דבר. הוא קרום של מה, או לא מה עוד מה, כדורי, אני חושב את זה. והאנו תראה כי שינה ציר, זה כסידרון. אבו ריבו מיון, אבו ריבו מיון, זה כסידרון של... Now, so, when we learned the Gemara, so it was mentioned, and we went over the Rosh inside, I mean, the Rosh and the Ram, and the Reef. So there is basic behind everything. There are two things. One thing is that the Kidron, that the word the Kidron means is זה הוביל יותר חדיקוי זה, דרוך אור. דרוך אורו, אין, אני אמצא גאונו, ארוך אורו, אין גאונה מתבצל. So that was, if you have to go across גאונה and so. But if there is a church between גאונה, ארוך אורו, and גאונה and so, so between גאונה and so, I mean, to come to a journey, to come to it, unless there is difficulty. Regardless how it is this place, whether the history is the Mechitoch Mechitoch, one conservative to the other, or the Gavligav or the Gavligav, it doesn't make any difference. As long as the fear has its place between the Mogen is niet op het punt. Die woning zoekt aan die die het doen is. Waar dan de gitter op de gitter gaan met dat die gaaf. Of met dat de gitter. Zo. Die gaaf is niet zo. Of dat er. Of course. Het is niet zo. Dat die het heeft zich gelegd. Die woning. En die woning aan hoog op de overheid. En die woning aan het vertellen. Waar and he's a being, a human, so in other words, so then he certainly is. But even if it is between even if you feel have a place, between the kind of situation is, when it is on, only if it's a hip of a people. But if it's a dab and dab, or if it's a dab, it is not. But one is there is no addition between the cut surface of the incision of one room and the incision of the other one is, Why did you say that? I mean, you said you're the teacher, I'm going to ruin it, you know, the teacher on, or then there is another method. The teacher on that is good in the course, without any teacher, or it requires the teacher of the year. We have the teacher here, if you may have been here, I would have high cost of the teacher is really wrong. Now the Rambam passed through, like I'm saying, that even a church of the Kidron requires a visit. The Melee, since we are not feeling that the church, from the Melee we have to be matching every year, even though it's a visit. Unless the church of the Kidron is multiple, כל שעבוד בקריטריון, זה מן הגורודה. מופיע את הרעד שלו, זה יקרן, זה עובד בקריטריון, אלו כשמי צריכו בצטיין הכי פעיל. רק זה מיש, ממה הופיע את זה מי צריכו. אז אתה מחי פעיל, יוק, אונו, זה לא אינטרנטי, שמיתו זונה, הוא חובי אופו, הוא לא חובי אופו, אין לו למצד צלת. זה עצר לך את זה, אתה חייב לך עבדו, כי שעשיר חי לא מחי פעיל, הוא חי פעיל, הוא חי פעיל, הוא נתחתה אופי, הוא חי פעיל, הוא חי פעיל, הוא חי פעיל, הוא חי פעיל, ונתחתהו. אבל כל שנתחתה אופי, שרץ לו, תורת את שיטי, ואין לכי תוכלידה, where does this take place from between the incision of one and the exterior of the other? The gap is called the surface that is thought to live. Coming, that's the surface that is thought to check. Bring the Hebrew gap, we have to be double gap. Or rather, even if this takes place between the exterior of one unit and the exterior of the other unit, our culture thinks it's possible, not like that. So if it's a physical design, it's to do, if it's a physical, if it's a delicate, if it's a delicate, if it's a delicate,
But if there is a meditation,
Die tun über den Unnähen, die sind gar nicht frei. Die Jungen müssen nicht von der Unnähen, die Kinder, wir sind doch nicht Kinder. Heuer aber zusammen ist die Nachbarkeit. Da sehen wir, ob ihr euch aus und da, wie nur ein Gehobler hat, wir sind so verraten, wie das so lange nicht mehr geht. Wie müssen die Freunde, die Wohnsleit, so, die Wohnsleit, so. Die Hunger ist die Dorfstreife, die Kohl, die Kampfina, so ist es immer. Because it's not in the nature of the thing to get here, to deal with something. We use the problem of the door, say, after we keep the show. Now, we use the problem of something to be found. So, no matter to what it is here, you can hear the door is given. Even in the addition, it's between the world like, whoa, but it's found. But you pull it back. Betrachte das Wort, das ist immer wie die Kirchenhaftung. So, wenn man sich nimmt, dann das Wort wie die Kirchenhaftung und den Song ist es immer. In other words, when there is an additional thing between you and Aruch of Lobo and you know the Song is, betrachte es only in die Kirchenhaftung. The whole concern, but the whole concern, but in use of the project, the very, is not the people. Die Kummer sind. Die vier Chaye, die Kummer allein, haben sie sich als ein Agabo Treife. Welche Tiere ist Werke? Mischipule, welche die Werke, Mischipule, der Hintuch. Die Chaye, okay, sie sind so eine Reihe, bin ich da Geres, du bist bei der Chote, ich habe mir das Allee, ich habe mir das Allee, the fact of the heart. The epitome. Only capture, so that is, now that's the capture the leader. Because the capture the cover, that's the diaphragm. But the capture the leader, the capture the leader is called the perpetual peritone. As to vain masir, or in a uno, or in a uno. Vier Chayim sind Mino Uno, Oi Mino Umo, Oi Minaga, Vitruyo, Vitruyo, Telo Shinechetet, the Reishu Hashem, Rishimok, a pendant addition, a hanging addition. It's not an addition that takes place between one one and another one, but it just hangs down to the same one. So, it's hanging down. So most of the things say, I mean, the Rashdan, and all the Chachmi Salonikim. Chachmi Salonikim, I mean, so I tell you, just the Achei mentioned Chachmi Yud and Chachmi Bri. So the Shein mentioned Chachmi Salonikim. So in the later, so Salonikim had many daily soil. So the Rashdan and the Chachmi Salonike, they said that Silcho Pruyo is great. But we don't pass for it. So the Silcho Ayyutri, you know, you would not have to be a person of the Chachmi Salonike. We say, okay, Elo Kechukye, say, it's all obey, it's all for Hashem, but you will pick everybody. So we don't generally buy a pick. מה היה כבוי אין איך הולכי? ביקונה ונמי יאורי שימו דלפוני יופי יופי יכול תירכי שפינותי תלבישו על זה כשאירו ועל זה נהגים כשפינתי יש לך שכל שיר שפינותי שתם אנחנו נצא במנחת לידי שאירים שנסיר כל רב העלמי שנספה שתנו איך התורי שעציר חד ויפריחו במיסוף על היעיל So this is the basis for the shite, for the heter of not flat kosher meat. In other words, so Marav Yaakov Goyen at first said that if you hold down to the weak part, and then you touch as you hold down to the weak part. So you touch
Malchus, 3-4 times.
Yofi, yofi, what do you mean, yofi, yofi? In other words, in a mild way, without force.
So, if Aurelius Mugal means, so if, let's say, in other words, he shouldn't hold on to the Reyes, because if he holds on to the Reyes, then he might inescapably use force if you hold on to the Reyes.
So then he cannot be something to manipulate it, you know, binachas,
you know, mild. Because if you hold on to it, and especially if the sheikh has a strong grip,
so then unintentionally
he will use excessive force in removing the seal. So the only way, yeah, so in order to exercise caution, my Yaakov Cohen says you should hold on to the corner. And then as you hold on to the corner, let's say, if this is, let's say, the corner. And here, so he holds on, he supports himself on the corner.
And here is the Reye, so then as he holds on to the Kone, not to the Reye, so with his fingers he can mildly be in Aneya. And leave by mild manipulation of the Reye, the addition goes off, so then it's a Reye that is just really alme. It is just a spittle discharge, because there is a lot of fluid that adheres and cleaves unto the Reye. So the Mele, we say this addition is just real bell. So that's the chip. Val Zeneagim mixas mekeimeis lehachshir kol sirche shetinotei kishatavoch machnis yodei binachas libdei sheimdim sheine sirche elo real bell me shenispashet melechos Reye, because it absorbs a lot of fluid. Shasirche, because had it been a real sirche, in other words, the kind of sirche that is grounded or is conducive to neke, so afilu in yivpechodo meisokolai.